Honolulu's Kaka'ako neighborhood is buzzing with anticipation for the return of powwow. The week-long art festival brings a splash of color to Honolulu. Powwow co-founders Jasper Wong and Kamea Hadar say they anticipate as many as 100 local and international artists. They'll take to the streets starting Saturday, using blank warehouse walls as a canvas to share their cultural stories. Jasper and Kamea say none of this would be possible without the strong support of the community.
At that time of the year, during powwow time, like, there's a lot of eyes on Hawaii. And there's a lot of eyes on artists in Hawaii. And hopefully that helps them to grow.
It's been great. I mean, the only reason why we've grown so fast is because the reception has been great, because people offer to help. We get phone calls from people that want to help or want to contribute or have a venue or have, you know, a way to sponsor. Yeah, it's beautiful to see how amazing things can happen when a community comes together.
Every powwow, artists work on a wall-sized collaborative piece, and on the last day, they paint over it with black paint, or black it out. Kamea explains how this tradition has come to symbolize that powwow is more about the process than the end product.
We use the same canvas every year, so we white it out at the beginning of the week, we paint on it, and then we black it out at the end of the week. So this is going to be the third time we've blacked it out. So there's just layers of history in that one canvas. I mean, there's been some amazing art on it, and people kind of cringe when they see us black it out. But like, my parents always cringe when I black out or burn and destroy pieces of mine, but I feel like, oh, I'll just do another one. You learn how to let go.
Powwow 2013 continues through February 16th, You can find a full list of events online at powwowhawaii.com. Molly Solomon for HPR News.